Subject, Radha and Shiva. As you know, we have our Swarup in the spiritual world and we can change that too. So do you think there is one Srimati Radharani or many? Is there one Nanda Maharaj or many? One Yashoda Mataji or many? Do we have one Lord Shiva or many? We have many Brahmas and many universes and many Rudra manifestations. So what do you know about that? Srimati Radha is one. She manifests herself in many forms. As Krishna is one, but he manifests himself in many forms. Nanda Maharaj is many. Sorry, Nanda Maharaj is one. Yashoda Mai is one. Krishna manifests himself in many forms. That's just there are Prakash with Vigraha, Swayam Prakash, Vaibha Prakash. They're different. Krishna, although he's one, he manifests himself in many forms. Just Swayam Prakash means just like in the Rasa Leela, Krishna is dancing with many gopis and the same Krishna manifests himself with each gopi. When Krishna is eating, taking his picnic on the bank of the Yamuna with the cowherd boys, all the cowherd boys think that Krishna is just sitting with me. So the same Krishna manifests himself as many. Or he may manifest himself in somewhat different forms. And in the different avatars and makes himself available to them. Krishna makes himself available by his inconceivable potency. Even though there are innumerable Vaishnavas, Krishna makes himself available to all of them. For instance, there are many friends of Yashoda in Vrindavan who think that they would like to have Krishna as their own son. They nurture that feeling. They'd like to feed Krishna. So Krishna comes and steals their butter, and they're actually very happy with that. And when Brahma steals the cowherd boys and the calves, Krishna himself takes the forms of the cowherd boys and the calves. So the mothers and the cows also can directly feed and nurture and have Krishna directly as their own son. As far as the idea that I myself can become Srimati Radharani or Nanda Maharaj, as Srila Prabhupada writes about this in the Nectar of Devotion, he states, in the development of becoming either the friend or father or friend of the Lord, there are two varieties. So in this section, Rupa Goswami is discussing how a devotee may aspire to have a position like a parental position in relationship with Krishna or a friendly position in relationship with Krishna. So there are two varieties. One method is that one may try to become the father of the Lord directly, and the other is that one may follow Nanda Maharaj and cherish the ideal of being Krishna's father. Out of these two, the attempt to directly become the father of Krishna is not recommended. Such a development can become polluted with Mayavad, impersonal philosophy. The Mayavadis or monists think that they themselves are Krishna. And if one thinks that he himself has become Nanda Maharaj, then his parental love will become contaminated with the Mayavad philosophy. The Mayavad philosophical way of thinking is offensive, and no offender can enter into the kingdom of God to associate with Krishna. So So the idea that I have become God, that is impersonalism, and the idea that I am now in the position of, or I am Nanda Maharaj or Radharani, that is also one form of impersonalism. Our aim is to become the servant of the servant of the servant. One can, in doing so, one can give them some prasadam. In doing so, one can have the opportunity to directly serve the Lord and to directly relate with Him in a relationship. We find that Radharani, she also sometimes pushes her friends, gopis, to directly relate with Krishna. But the devotees who experience the greatest bliss in Krishna consciousness, it's described, are not those who do have a direct relationship, but those who they serve Radha and Krishna. And the essence of all love is that between Radha and Krishna. So the devotees who experience the greatest happiness are not those who try to directly relate with Krishna, even sometimes, but those who try to serve Radha and Krishna in their relationship. So there is one Radha, but she expands also into the she's called Adi Lakshmi or Adi Gopi. Just as Krishna expands himself into Balaram, who is Sankarshan, and then there are the Chaturvyuha, and then all the different avatars. So Radharani, she expands herself also into the various forms of where there is Ram, there is Sita. Where there is Narayana or Narasimha or Varaha, there is Lakshmi. So in this way she expands herself. So even though we are very tiny, Krishna makes himself available to every living being to serve him. Not that we could directly become Radharani. This idea is not appreciated by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Is Lord Shiva one or many? The answer is both. He is one, but he also takes many forms. There are expansions of him. The Rudras, who may be separate beings also, but they are imbued with his spirit. There are the Rudras within the material world who oversee the various destructive activities. In Mahabharata it's described how Lord Shiva in his destructive aspect entered into the personality of Ashwatthama, who then went throughout the camp of the exhausted and sleeping forces of the victorious Pandava troops and just killed them all. Even great powerful fighters who were they became powerless before Ashwatthama, and he just slaughtered them all very quickly. So Lord Shiva entered into him. So Lord Shiva is one, but he manifests his potency into many living beings. Now, we have our Swarup in the spiritual world, and we can change that too. That is stated here. That's quite a discussion. because everyone in the spiritual world, they have their form and they're fully happy in serving Krishna in that way. I don't remember the Bengali exactly, but this is stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that whatever way one serves the Lord, one feels fully satisfied, and he doesn't think that I have to change and be something else. In the spiritual world, if everyone's going to be a gopi, then what about, there should be some cows also, for them to be cowherd girls of, and there should be some cowherd boys, and there should be some parental affection. Krishna is not one-sided. So if everyone says, hey, I'm fed up of being a cow, I want to become a gopi, then all the cows go on strike and say, we want our rights here. It's not going to work. So Krishna arranges, or the yoga maya potency of Krishna arranges that everyone's fully satisfied, and they're not lacking anything in that. It's not that they're lacking anything, but it's also said that one may change. Generally, one is not only satisfied but fully fixed in a certain conception. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpita chiring chirat karunya avatirno kalo samapyatam anatajvalo rasa swapakti shriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something which had not been given for a very long time, which means since he last came, in the previous day of Brahma. He came to give the topmost resplendent bhakti ras, taste of bhakti, of the braja bhakti. And chari bhav, he gave that in four moods, but at the same time he made known in this world the specialty of the gopis' love for Krishna. Ramya kachitu pasana braja badhu vargena ya kalpita. Jodi gorna hoito tobe ki hoito kemani dharitam de radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janato ke. Madhura brinda vipina madhuri prabesha chaturisha. Varaja jubati bhavera bhakati shakati hoitoka. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special contribution, which makes him more special than any other avatar. Parama Paruna Pahundrijana Nitai Gora Chandra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. They're the most merciful. The avatar asha, Gora avatar. He's the essence of all avatars. So he gives something which is not given by others. But on the other hand, we find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila, devotees like Anupam, the brother of Rupan Sanatan, and Murari Gupta, who are fixed in devotion to Rama. And they don't want to change that. And nor does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu try to change that. Rupan Sanatan, they endeavored to change Anupam's love for Rama and make him into a devotee of Krishna, and out of deference to their being his elder brothers, he agreed to do so, but he couldn't do so. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated that devotion to Lord Ram. On the other hand, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, he met a Rama Bhakta who was so fixed in his devotion to Ram, he was so absorbed in that, that he felt great remorse. He didn't want to eat. He felt just completely paralyzed because he thought that Sita has been stolen by this Ravana rascal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very pleased with this mode of worship of this Brahmana. But Shortly thereafter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one temple came across some brahmanas in the temple reciting from the Kurma Purana, I believe it was, in which it was stated that actually Ravana didn't steal Sita, who is the wife of Rama, but he stole a facsimile of her. He stole the Maya Sita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and said, "Don't worry, Sita's okay. Yeah. Don't lament." So that Rama Bhakti became very happy, and he said, "Actually, since you came here, my attraction, my lifelong attraction to Rama, has now changed into attraction to Krishna." And although my habit has been to chant Rama, Rama, Rama all my life, now my tongue is automatically chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So he went from being a Rama Bhakta to a Krishna devotee. We also find that in South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided at Sri Rangam for 4 months during Chaturmasya. And during that time, he philosophically established to Venkata Bhatta, who was his host, that in terms of praying, the worship of Krishna is more developed than that of Narayana. And as a result of that, the result of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staying there, Venkata Bhatta's brother, who was Tirumala Bhatta, he became a sannyasi in the Gauriya line. He became known as Prabodhananda Saraswati. And he compiled the incomparable Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. So it is possible that one can, even if one is fixed in one form of devotion, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can come to a more intimate relationship. Or it may be that one's relationship becomes more, that's one stays in the same relationship, but it becomes more intense. Apparently in North India, as a result of the Gauriya influence, then the whole cult of Sita Ram Viraha Bhakti became developed, following the mode of the Gauriyas, Radha Krishna, the separation between Radha and Krishna, that mode of separation being the most intense and the most sweet, that became paralleled in the Sita Ram cult, so we're told. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enriched the whole theological, or more, let's say devotional, that's a better word, whole devotion. Theological, yeah, he expanded the theological conception beyond what anyone had ever imagined previously possible. And he made that devotion available. And that should still be going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is ultimately meant for teaching or bringing people to more than the basic level which is outlined in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita, there's the basic knowledge which everyone needs to know. And for most people, it's far above their present level of conception. Therefore, our basic preaching in the world needs to be that of Bhagavad Gita topics. But ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, they are meant to take us to the world of prema. And religionists all over the world who profess to be submissive to God or to have a relationship to God, their conception can be enriched by the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. When we speak of love of God, how far does that love go? We should hesitate because God is so great. Well, what if God steals your butter? How great is He? One has to be very elevated devotee to have God steal your butter. Krita punya punjaha. These cowherd boys who were playing with Krishna, they had come to a very advanced level. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes that possible for everyone. That is His great gift. So, despite our present struggles with the mind and the senses, and I hope we are struggling, if we're not struggling, then we're either on the perfect level, or if we're not struggling to overcome the mind and the senses, then either we're on the perfect level or we're never ever going to get there. But that's not our nitya swarup, that's not our eternal situation. Our eternal situation is mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that we're eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. But manashashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati, that part is not eternal. It's not that we're eternally meant to struggle with the mind and the senses in material nature. We're meant to come out of that and to come back home, back to Godhead in the spiritual world. So how far can we go? We can enter the impersonal Brahman. We can appreciate the Supreme Lord in Shantaras. How far can you go? Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples, at the time she was a young girl, about 15 years old, and she asked a question that, well, can we actually talk with Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes, and Krishna will kiss you. So, may not kiss the physical body, but spiritual body, everything is possible. Hare Krishna.